USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Affirmative action is now barred from being used in college admissions decisions. That comes after the Supreme Court today ruled in favor of challenges to affirmative action programs at the University of North Carolina and Harvard. The High Court ruled that the university admissions policies were unconstitutional. President Biden is opposed to expanding the Supreme Court.
Take a look at overruling Roe v. Wade. Take a look at the decision today.
In an interview with MSNBC, the president argued the court has done more to unravel basic rights than any other court in recent history, citing the court's decision to strike down affirmative action programs in college admissions. Emotions are raw in Parkland, Florida, after former Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School resource officer Scott Peterson was found not guilty on all charges. Parent Tony Montalto said he doesn't understand what's needed to find someone guilty in Broward.
For our families, we still feel he should be haunted every day by his failure to act. I know that he contributed, to the deaths of my daughter Gina, her schoolmates, and their teachers.
He says after seeing the killer avoid the death penalty and the deputy who did not confront that killer be found not guilty, his faith in the U.S. justice system is shaken. A man with materials for explosives and an active warrant related to the January 6th Capitol riot is under arrest after running toward former President Obama's Washington, D.C. home. Secret Service officials saw the man within blocks of the home. They detained him as he was running towards it. His van was parked nearby with multiple weapons and materials to make explosive devices like Molotov cocktails. He had made threats on social media against public figures recently and had an open warrant on charges related to the Capitol riot. It's unknown if the Obamas were home. This is USA News.
I can't wait for what's next. Even with higher stroke risk due to atrial fibrillation, in a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem, Eliquis, the Apixaban tablets, reduces stroke risk. It's the number one cardiologist-prescribed blood thinner.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without talking to your doctor, as this may increase your risk of stroke. Eliquis can cause serious and, in rare cases, fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or have antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding or unusual bruising, or if you have tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. It may increase your bleeding risk if you take medicines such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
The majority of Americans support giving weapons to Ukraine. A newly released Reuters survey found 65% of respondents want the U.S. to continue arming Ukraine again. A few months ago, only 48% said the same, indicating there has been a sharp uptick in support. There are no injuries after a Delta plane was forced to land on its nose at Charlotte Douglas International Airport. The inbound crew alerted air traffic control.
We have a nose wheel unsafe indication. We're going to have to go ahead and declare an emergency.
Local reports say the pilot safely landed the plane without front landing gear. The nearly 100 passengers on the flight from Atlanta were bused to the terminal with no injuries. That's one way to end a vacation. A very lucky traveler has won more than $1 million on an airport slot machine in Vegas. The traveler was playing the slots while waiting for their flight on Tuesday. The winner hit a jackpot totaling more than $1.3 million. Harry Reid International Airport has more than 1,400 slot machines for Vegas visitors to take one last shot at winning big before heading home. With the first pick in the 2023 NHL entry draft, the Chicago Blackhawks selected center Connor Bedard from the Regina Pats of the Western Hockey League. Bedard has been considered by many around the league to be a generational talent. With the second pick, the Anaheim Ducks selected center Leo Carlson from the Swedish Elite League. Dave Collins, USA News.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jeremy Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.